I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holtis with your game preview for the Chiefs' fourth preseason game against the St. Louis Rams. Mitch, there's a lot of great storylines going into this game, the Governor's Cup. But one of the storylines I'm interested in, last time the Chiefs went undefeated in the preseason, we talk a lot about wins and losses in the preseason. Last time they did that, a pretty special season for them.
I got to give credit to my research analyst, Cole Krasnowski, the future Stanford Cardinal, to come up with this one. The last time the Chiefs went undefeated in the preseason was 1969. And I think we know how that came out. The Chiefs actually won six preseason games that year on their way to the Super Bowl IV championship.
Well, let's get into a few of these positional battles. Which players and which groups are you really looking forward to watching in this game?
Well, in this game, because the twos and threes get a majority of the time, I think that there's a couple of people that merit watching. The tight end position, instead of just an individual person, I think it's the entire position group. Now, let's take Travis Kelce out of that. We know what he can do. O'Shaughnessy continues to move forward. But a Richard Gordon, a Ryan Taylor, we saw Demetrius Harris practice this week. Not sure whether he'll play or not, but he becomes an intriguing story, even if he's out there for just a little bit. And then on the defensive side, I'm going to give you an interesting one. It's Frank Zombo. You're going, wait a minute, he's not a young guy. What Frank Zombo has done to me is somewhat amazing during this preseason because by necessity, an injury, he's had to play inside backer. So Frank is a very good 4-4 special teams player. We know what he can do at outside linebacker, but now he's doing a great job at inside backer. And how does that impact your roster when you get to the 53-man squad and you have to make some tough decisions?
I don't think we underestimated how important that is and how a guy like Dave Tobe or Bob Sutton can look at Frank Zombo and all the value that he brings to be able to do those things. The guy that I'm looking forward to watching is Aaron Murray. Second-year quarterback has talked about how much more comfortable he is this year than he did last year. I talked to him after the game last week, and he said that this year it's about mastering the playbook. It's not about just knowing the plays and understanding the plays when you go out there, but it's the nuances, the details, the little things that he wants to make sure he's doing right. Had a good game. I talked to Doug Peterson today, offensive coordinator. He said, I want to see if Aaron can back it up and go two games in a row with doing that against two different defenses, two sets of personnel. So Aaron's a guy that I'm really looking forward to watching this game.
I'm going to agree with you in that regard because let's just take the example of what Donald Stevenson has done now in two games, both the Seattle and Tennessee game and the way he's performed in the offensive line. A guy like Fred Williams, who has done it OTAs to camp to all three preseason games. Fred's done good things, route running, catching it, finding the end zone. Seven wide receiver touchdowns in the first three preseason games of the nine touchdown passes.
Last player I want to talk to you about is a guy that we talked about during training camp, defensive lineman David Irving, a guy that's got the physical tools at 6'8", whatever he is, blocked the field goal in the Arizona Cardinals game, a guy that talked a lot about technique, getting after the run, getting after the pass. Andy Reid challenged him, basically saying it's a guy that needs to develop in those areas. He's got a big opportunity in this game as well, it would seem.
Yeah, and he can do different things because Irving now has the ability at 6'7", with a wingspan of 7'3¾". He can maybe play outside technique and a pinch could play inside technique. Got a big frame. What's that turn into? And then the ability to impact special teams because he's a good athlete.
And Mitch, final point here is that you've been doing this a long time, 22 years as the voice of the Chiefs. You've seen a lot of players come through here. We know there's 75 guys that are going to be going and playing in this game. It's got to be down to 53 by Saturday. There's a lot of guys that it could be their last opportunity to play in the NFL, guys living out their dream. That's why I'm excited to watch the game and see these guys go out and play and do something they've spent their whole life preparing to do. But you also have stories like Ron Parker and Jay Howard, guys who got released from one team, got picked up within another. How many stories have you seen like that, and where are just your thoughts in what this game means to these guys individually?
A lot of dreams end this weekend. Some get redefined. It at least creates uncertainty for guys. And then there's the positive, as you mentioned, where Ron Parker comes from Newberry College, a Division II school, to be claimed as one of the Magnificent Seven by John Dorsey 2 years ago on Labor Day weekend. But then there's other stories of guys that I know that this is it.
So while there's a lot of guys that will be playing on Thursday that you might not see playing on Sunday, that doesn't mean there's not a special thing going on with those guys out on the field. A bunch of storylines to follow and those positional groups that we talked about. For Chiefs.com, and Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel, voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.